in the precious name of Jesus. Welcome to the glory dome, the Lord's garden of Abuja. On the subject of living that is existing, surviving by faith. Living, a bracket, it means existing. It also means surviving by faith. By the way, it is our month of faith for greater glory. We shall be doing a lot of X-ray on how to move from faith to greater glory. But tonight, living, which is existing, surviving by faith. Habakkuk chapter 2 and in verse 4. He said, behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. Romans 1:17 repeats it. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. Galatians 3:11 and Hebrews 10:38, both of them repeat the same statement, the just shall live by faith. So faith. Well, our objective tonight is to understand how we live, exist, or survive by faith. Faith is a major tool for the preservation of the life and destiny of the just. Faith is a major tool for the preservation of the life and destiny of the just. The just lives, exists, survives, and are preserved by faith. We live, we exist, we survive, we are preserved by faith. So without faith, existence is in danger. Without faith, survival is in jeopardy. Without faith, existence is in danger. Survival is in jeopardy. Life is a risk without faith. Life is a gamble without faith. Life is almost like a one-chance endeavor without faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32, all the way to verse 35. What shall I say more? For the time will fail me to tell you of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also, Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms. Through faith they wrought righteousness, obtained promises, they stopped the mouths of lions, they quenched the violence of the fire, they escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness they were made strong. They waxed valiant in fight. They turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, which means deliverance was available, that they might obtain a better resurrection. What would they all have done without faith? You remember the story of the young man who testified, I think 2-3 Sundays ago, on his way to the Kaduna Road or something, he entered a ritualist vehicle. Anybody remembers here? And they carried him to the bush. And while they were in the process of trying to eliminate the others, it was his turn and he couldn't walk. And he told them, he said, there shall be no loss. I am not wastable. And he said he began to and the man said there was fire. He went and brought a bigger charm. He didn't walk. He went and brought a bigger charm. He didn't walk. And he said, send this man away from here. We can do nothing with him. They sent him away. He would have been dead like chicken without faith. He said, our type is, we are not easily wastable. Not everybody is vegetable that is wastable. I declare to somebody here, the next time death is looking for you or anyone connected to you, it will catch those who send that death. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. As we approach the end of the world with an escalation of unbelievable wickedness since creation, we need our faith intact. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fasting to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying eyes, I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven, heaven stable and a higher place than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher. It is faith that shifts you, shifts your ground, that takes you from the normal, ordinary level where fear abound, where calamity abound. And that is why he says the just shall live by his faith. Being a person of faith is not a luxury. It's not a status. It's a necessity. It's a necessity that must be walked. Having said all that, what will faith do? What will faith do? One, faith brings God on the scene of our life's situation. Faith brings God onto the scene, the scenario, the scenery of our life situation. Anywhere you are found per time, your faith brings God there. Faith gives invitation to instant divine manifestation. Invitation for instant divine visitation and manifestation. He gives invitation. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, he said, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Faith gives invitation. Your faith makes God is. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. Your faith makes him available. Am I communicating at all? Faith gives invitation for instant divine visitation. It brings God to the scene. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel chapter 3 verse 16. They told Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known unto thee that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Our God whom we serve will deliver us. Is able to deliver us, and he will. He is able to deliver us, and he will. That was where the faith lied. He is able. When God heard that, he moved. Verse 23, he moved. He said, if faith is there, I am there. If faith is there, I am there. Verse 23, and these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the fire, burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no heart, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us, and he will. When God heard that, he said, I am there. If faith is there, I am there. Is God speaking to somebody here? If faith is there, I am there. If you want to find God anywhere, put faith there. If faith is there, God is there. If faith is in your life, God is in your life. If faith is in your business, God is in your business. If faith is in your ministry, God is in your ministry. If you are saying amen, shout it like a believer. Let me show you something. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Mark 9. Jesus said unto him, speaking to that man with that child, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. What is the meaning of if thou can believe? If you have faith, all things are possible. So somebody say, with faith. Say it louder. Say, with faith, all things are possible. Say it louder. Say, with faith, all things are possible. You say, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Meaning, with faith, all things are possible. Now look at the second one. Mark chapter 10 verse 27. So you see a revelational equation. And Jesus looking upon them said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, the other one we saw that with faith, all things are possible. Now we are seeing that with God, what equation are we dealing with now? With faith, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. So the move of faith is the move of God. With faith, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. I mean, A equals B, B equals C. It means that A is directly equals C. With faith, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Which means the move of faith is the move of God.
Anywhere faith is at work, God is at work. Is somebody here today? I prophesy in the life of someone tonight, you shall see the work of God. Anywhere you want to see God, release faith. Ay, 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 ay. God at work equals faith at work. Faith at work equals God at work. I announce to someone here today, after tonight, people will see your God at work because they will see your faith at work. Shout the loudest, amen.
You know, if we stop here, it's enough. All right, let's go to point number two. What does faith do? Faith brings God on the scene of our life situation. Number two, faith establishes a spiritual shield of defense around the saint. A spiritual shield of defense. So, at first, why you cannot be destroyed and you cannot be wasted is because if your faith is at work, God is at work. And God can't walk and watch you wasted. God cannot walk and watch you wasted. That's the first reason why your faith preserves you. God, your faith at work means your God at work. And God can't watch you wasted. Secondly, faith establishes a spiritual shield of defense around the saint. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 16, Ephesians 6, 16, he said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the shield of faith. Psalm 125, verse 1 to 2. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. These same people that trust the Lord, as mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people, those who trust him, from henceforth, even forevermore. So when you are in faith, you are shielded. You are under an anti-ballistic shelter, a missile shelter, a missile shield. When arrows are flying from the altars in your father's house, and flying from the witchcraft covens, and flying arrows of bitterness and envy, and those who want you dead on the spot, by the time they near where you are coming, they backfire to sender. Somebody shout, backfire to sender. How many of you know that arrows are real? Oh yeah, young man is walking like this, walking like this, walking like this. Somebody I know very well, many years ago, maybe 20 years ago, was in the immigration then, walking on the road like this, all of a sudden, bam, slumped straight to the ground. He didn't wake up. Arrows are real. And many times we only think, we thought that arrows only affect bodies, but there are people, big business, all of a sudden one arrow, bam, start again. Beautiful, enviable marriage. I was talking to a woman in a healing and deliverance service, a morning dew one day, and I was prophetically talking to her, and I said, the devil is trying to bring a challenge between you and your husband, and because they say you have been favored too much. He said, that is what they said. That they said the man loved his wife too much. So some people did some things, and the man and his wife became like this. Beautiful marriage. All of a sudden, one strange arrow. Man became cat and dog. That devil is a bastard. So there are arrows everywhere. But it is your faith that makes the arrows to arrive and return back to senders. One day I was in a house and I felt an arrow flew around me like this in the living room. And I stood on the same spot, retrieved that arrow,
back to sender. And as I began to declare, my wife ran from the room. Everyone, daddy, daddy, what is happening? I say, I'm fighting. I'm fighting. I just felt an arrow and I have to return it. One blow, seven die. You are looking for me, but thousands of you will die. Hey! Somebody shout power! Lift your right and say in the name of Jesus. Every arrow from hell looking for my life, backfire! Back to sender! Shout the loudest. Amen!
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That is why your faith must be sharp, so that your life is not wasted, your business is not grounded, your career is not arrested, your mind is not perverted. There are all manner of arrows. But it will never arrest you. It will never arrest you. A young man told me he went to work in a place like a hotel or something. Working good work, not a bad. And then a young man came to him and said he has a problem with homosexuality. And he prayed for the young man to be delivered. 2 months later, homosexual devil came on the man who prayed for the other one. Suddenly, he doesn't like women anymore. That is his wife. Doesn't like his wife anymore. It is man that he's looking for. He wants to see man. He wants to kiss man. The devil is a bastard to waste his life. Those are reprisal arrows.
That is, who are you to set that man free? Reprisal arrows. But your faith must be in place so that the arrows does not pull you down. Every arrow fired from the pit of hell looking for you, the arrow is returned back to hell.
Take your seat, but your faith must be alive. Number 3, faith. So, the reason why your faith preserves you is that God is around you. God is around in your life. And when God is working, you can't be wasted. Secondly, your faith establishes a shield around you so that when arrows come, they return back to sender. Thirdly, faith taps into the... Okay, let me say it like this. Faith connects the believer to the very life of God. And you know that the life of God is indestructible. Faith connects the believer to the life of God. Or qualified to the indestructible. Okay, that's right. To the very life of God. And the life of God is indestructible. How do I mean? Romans chapter 11 verse 23. Paul the apostle talking about the Gentiles that were grafted. He said, and they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. How many of you know of grafting? There is king grafting, there is in agriculture. They shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in. That's talking about the Jews. Grafting. That is, he said, if they abide not in unbelief, that is, if they believe, that is, if they have faith, they can be connected to the life of God. Paul put it clearer in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. He said, I am crucified in Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but the life which I now live in the flesh, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh is, I live it by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. My life is not the one that is there anymore. It is the life of Christ. And I tapped into it by faith. Am I communicating? I tapped into that life. Your faith is like an electric cable. Electric cable that connects you to divine transformer.
You didn't hear what I said.
Your faith is like an electricity cable connecting you to divinity transformer. That whatever cannot waste God cannot waste you. Whatever cannot oppress God cannot oppress you. Whatever cannot bury God cannot bury you. Somebody shout power. Am I speaking to the right audience here tonight? So that when you are walking, when you are moving, there is something inside you. A weariless, tireless life. Sickless. Oppressless. Defeatless. Limitless. Failless. Hello? Every time you got a new insight in God's word, every time your faith comes alive, you are tapping afresh into the very life of God. And if God has favor, it comes on you. If God has energy, it comes on you. If God has a health, the health comes on you. That is why your faith comes alive. Have you ever seen when Jesus was on the earth, he prayed against witches and wizards? You saw it. He woke up in the morning and said, Kai, Peter, the dream I dreamed last night, in fact, I have never seen that kind of dream. Something was pressing me down. I was shouting, God, God. I like you to imagine it. Imagine it. Some ritualists were pursuing him. He was running. Imagine it. You tap into the very life of God by faith. And what you know determines what you show. As this insight is coming upon you, the very life that I speak about is coming upon you. Say a louder amen. Say the loudest amen. Say amen like a believer. That was number three. Number four. So first of all, your faith brings God on the scene and God is there, so he can't watch you wasted. Then your faith establishes a shield around you, then the arrows of destruction cannot waste you. Then your faith connects you to the very life of God, and that life is indestructible. Then number four, faith guarantees triumph in the conflicts and battles of life. Faith guarantees triumph in the conflicts and battles of life. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Why do we need to overcome? For we wrestle. Look at the neighbor, say we wrestle. Say you may not be interested, but we wrestle. We wrestle. The only thing is that it's not against flesh and blood, but it's against witches and wizards and lizards and bitches and we wrestle. You didn't need to look for anybody's trouble. That you are well dressed annoys somebody. That you are not coming to beg for money is an offense. Am I communicating? If they could be seeing you on the road and say, take, and you say, thank you, sir, I'm grateful, then no offense. The rest of. And in this conflict of life, It is faith that is needed to win the battle. Why? Because faith imparts supernatural strength. Faith makes you extra strong in the spirit. In Romans chapter 4 and in verse 20, concerning Abraham, the Bible said he was strong in faith. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. The difference between a weak Christian and a strong Christian is the faith element. Strong in faith. Strong in faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. The Bible says, by through faith, Sarah receives strength to conceive. Receives strength to conceive. So faith gives you supernatural strength to deal with what you don't have dealt with in your physical. Hebrews 11, 34. The Bible said, they quench the violence of the fire, escape the edge of the sword. Out of weakness we are made strong by the same faith. By the same faith. And they wax valiant in fight by the same faith. And they turn to flight. Ay, 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 ay. The last time they were pursuing and you are running shall be the last forever. How many of you know the weapons of our warfare? Helmet of salvation. Breastplate of what? Righteousness. Shield of what? Feet shod with what? Preparation of the gospel of peace. Sword of what? Which is what? The word of God. So you have your chest covered. You have your head covered. You have your leg covered. And you have a shield. Now, what is for the back? What did the Bible say we are to use to cover the back? Nothing. Why? You are not permitted to turn your back. God never calculated for you to turn your back. It is not in the equation. It's not in the equation for you to turn your back on the devil, on witches and wizards, on the power of darkness. That was why I said the last time you turn your back shall be the last forever. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Tell somebody around you, tell them you shall never turn your back for the devil. Another day of your life. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. You need strength. You are not permitted to be a jellyfish Christian. Faith makes you to makes your reaction time to be rapid. It makes you to be highly impatient with the devil. Your reaction time is very rapid. There are people who react so slowly. They threaten you. You went and thought about it before you returned. Is it me you are threatening? No. You reacted before you had the time to think. It is wired in your body. It has automatic rhythmicity. Somebody sent me a text to say, good morning, sir. Morning, M-O-U-R-N, like morn. So I fired it back. I said, that morning is for the devil, his agents, and wherever he came from. He said, I am sorry, sir. Spelling mistake. Don't make such a spelling mistake near me. Very, very short reaction time. You don't take things for granted. You don't say it's a mistake. Don't assume it's a mistake.
Let the person use his mouth to say it's a mistake. I prophesy to someone here, you will never mourn forever. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
And every time your destiny is being decided, never keep quiet. Under no occasion. Whether it is being decided or affected or impacted or distracted, you don't keep quiet. Take your seat. Fire on the mountain today. Faith, the guarantee of triumph, because it gives you supernatural strength. You are not a weakling. You react. In fact, you are not even just reactionary, you are proactive. You do anticipatory attacks. There are situations where the best form of defense is attack. Finally, number five, faith connects the glory of God. And the glory of God is a defense. It connects the glory of God. John chapter 11, verse 40. Eve, Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wilt believe, or if you have faith, you should see the glory of God. The glory of God travels in the direction of faith. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8. You say, yet whom have we not seen, you love. In whom though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Joy unspeakable, believing with joy unspeakable and then full of glory. Believers are qualified for glory. Am I communicating? Faith connects the glory of God, and the glory of God is a defender. How do I mean? Isaiah chapter 4 verse 5. You see, upon all, and the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and a smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be. The faith realm is the glory realm, and the glory realm is the safety realm. Again, the faith realm is the glory realm, and the glory realm is the safety realm. The glory realm is the defense realm. Upon all, the glory shall be a defense. You remember when they surrounded Moses and wanted to stone him? Numbers chapter 16 verse 42. After Dathan, Korah and Abiram died, the Bible said it came to pass when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it and the glory of the Lord appeared. The glory appeared. You want to stone Moses? You want to stone Aaron? I appear. And it didn't appear for nothing. Some people were buried. Do you know the number? 46. Look at verse 46. It will tell you all the way to verse 49. And Moses said unto Aaron, take a censer and put fire therein from off the altar and put on incense, and go quickly unto the congregation and make an atonement for them, for there is wrath gone out from the Lord. The plague is begun. And Aaron took as Moses commanded and ran into the midst of the congregation, and behold, the plague was begun among the people, and he put on incense, an atonement for the people, and he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Now they that died in that plague were 14,700. Beside them that died about the matter of Korah, they wanted, they gathered against Moses, and the glory arrived. Glory arrived. God said, give me chance, Moses. Give me chance. He stood between Moses and the people. Okay, touch him now. Let me see. You people.
people touch him now. By the time
he said, take your time, don't try it next time, 14,000 has died.
He has
14,700, they have died. Don't try this next time, okay?
The Bible didn't say he sent an angel to slap them. Nothing happened. He just appeared. And then, next time, be careful.
Upon all, the glory shall be a defense. The glory realm, the faith realm is the glory realm. And the glory realm is the safety realm, is the defense realm. That is why the devil tried to shake your faith.
Where is God? Why will God do this to me? Why? Is there God?
He tries to shake your faith
in order to tamper with your safety.
But tonight, it is over.
Everyone whose faith is shaking, I prophesy revival for you tonight. Can you say amen like a believer? Very, very quickly, because of time.
What is the way of faith? That is what we shall be dealing with throughout the whole of the month.
And every single service in this month is very critical. The Sunday service, the midweek services, the home church. But let's start like this. What is faith?
Now, one, faith begins where the mind or will of God, mind in bracket means will, where the mind of God is known. What is the mind of God for my life? What is the will of God for my, for example, faith for divine preservation begins when you know that he suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. When you know that no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. Faith for divine health begins when you know that the mind of God is, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospered. You know it. That's the beginning. Himself took your infirmities, carried your diseases. That is where the faith begins. To know, faith begins where the mind of God is known. So anybody who doesn't know the word of God at all has not started yet. Because Romans 10:17 said, faith cometh by hearing, by the word of God. So faith begins where the mind of God is known. You must be an addicted student of the Bible. Reading, listening, hearing. Second, faith continues when the mind of God is understood. It's one thing to know, and it's another thing to understand. Faith continues when the mind of God is understood.
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing. That first hearing is knowing. The second hearing is understanding. That is hearing, knowing. Faith cometh by knowing and understanding the word of God. Knowing and understanding.
Acts chapter 8 verse 29 to verse 30. The centurion,
Ethiopian eunuch, was riding. The Spirit of God said to Philip, go near and join yourself to this chariot. And Philip ran, and he heard him reading Isaiah, and he said, understandest thou
what thou readest? The understanding is where the faith lies. When we say this person's faith is stronger than this person, this means that this person's understanding on the particular issue is deeper. Is deeper than the other. Am I communicating? For example, faith for supernatural supplies. All of us know the Bible that God supplies the needs of his people according to his riches in glory. But there are depths of understanding. Am I communicating at all? How many of you know that primary one mathematics is different from JS1? JS1 is different from SS2. And it's different from extra mass. And what we call further mass in SS3 is kindergarten to BSc 200 level mathematics, mathematical methods, statistics, differential equations, permutations, integrations, binomial theorems. Hello? And then you move there to MSc mathematics, where you begin to deal with higher levels of Stokes equations. And then you went to PhD mathematics. When the mass you learned in 100 level, you are going to apply it on the movement of fluid, how water moves. All of them studied mass. But will you put them in the same class? In secondary school, they taught me that my stomach and my esophagus and my small intestine, the ileum, the jejunum, and then the colon and the rectum, they taught me it is alimentary canal. When I went to medical school in first, second year physiology, they told me it is called gastrointestinal tract. And I was celebrating it in biology. Alimentary canal. Are you following what I'm saying here today? That is how life is. I want you, whatever you think you know, ask God to deepen your understanding. Anything. The level of result you have seen in any of those realms is a product of your level of understanding of the subject. Faith. I'm sorry if I didn't use your own realm. I'm talking about the things that I have come across. Faith begins where the mind of God is known. Faith continues where the mind of God is understood. Thirdly, faith is established when the mind of God is believed. You believe it. I have known that the Bible said so. I have understood that this is what the Bible means. And then I believe the Lord of God, so shall you be established. 1 Chronicles 20:20. Faith is established when the mind of God is believed. Luke chapter 1 verse 45. Blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance. It's established when you are unmovable, unshakable in what you know God says, what God wants for your life, what God has designed for your life. And of course, Psalm 27, verse 13, he said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of God. So it is people who believe that see. I believed to what? To see. I believed to what? Who are you to see what you have not believed? I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So faith begins where the mind of God is known. So be acquainted with scripture. And second, it continues as the mind of God is understood. So keep on deepening your understanding of scripture. And then faith is established when the mind of God is believed. Finally, faith is perfected when the mind of God is obeyed and believed. Sorry, and behaved. Obeyed and behaved. You knew it. You understood it. You believe it. Then you began to behave it. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 to 2. If you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe, to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high. Set thee on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you. You begin to obey God. Anything that any demand the word of God places on you, you obey it. If you say fear not, you refuse to fear. Alright, am I communicating? You shall serve the Lord and he shall bless your bread. And I'm trusting God for the blessing. Then I dip myself in the service. And then I begin to behave it. I refuse to be intimidated. I refuse to be defeated. I refuse to feel low. I refuse to feel down. For any devil, that is when you begin to see the results of faith. Beloved, tonight, your faith will produce results. Lift up your right hand.
My faith has found a resting place, not in device or creed. I trust the ever-living one. His wounds for me shall
again.
My faith has found a resting place, not in device nor creed. I trust the ever-living one. His wounds for me shall I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is the blood of Jesus.
Everywhere you are, just go ahead and begin to thank him for the word that you have received. Honor him, adore him, appreciate him, glorify him, glorify him. Father, thank you for your word. 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 Thank you. Lift your voice, people, everywhere you are. Lift your voice everywhere you are. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands and say after me and say, Father, I come before you today. Thank you for your word to me tonight. Thank you for the reality of faith. Father, draw me closer to your word. In the name of Jesus, help me to know your word. Help me to understand your word. Help me to believe your word. Help me to obey your word. I receive that grace to run with your word and to see results with your word. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and speak to God.
sinner, and Jesus died, and God he died for me.
Bashata kalabada.
I need no other plea. It is enough. And Jesus died, and God he died for me.
In this one moment, we are going to pray with passion for a shift in our level of faith by the word. While we are doing that, Christianity is called the faith. If you are not born again, you are not in the faith at all. Need your sins forgiven? You need Jesus to be Lord over your life? You want today to mark a new day for you? Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and rush to the front here quickly. I want to give my life to Christ. I need no other argument. Everywhere. Quickly, don't be left behind. Be the first to come. Be the first to come. From my left, from my right, you need to make Jesus.
Enough for me, God, Jesus says, these hands my feet and sinful soul, I come to him. He'll never come. Oh, I need no other
argument. I need no communion tonight, and the communion people can take their position wherever you are here tonight. You are still you backslid. You are a Christian before, but you have gone back to the world and you want to return back to God. I'd like you to come. You are bound by tobacco, bound by alcohol, bound by Indian hemp. You are bound by something. Masturbation, lesbianism, homosexuality. You are tied down, lying, cheating, stealing, duping. 419. Something has tied your life down and you want to be free. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly step forward here and let us receive you. Quickly step forward and let us receive you. Anywhere you are, from the back. Father, tonight I ask for your blessing upon this communion in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I ask for a baptism of the spirit of faith. You have your communion points of contact. You can lift them up. And he suffered no man to do them wrong. He said, they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. I declare that this communion is your communion of victory. Every arrow of death in February, premature death, stray bullet, witchcraft attack, occult attack, ritualist attack, kidnappers attack, every attack of sudden death, generational attacks, ancestral spirit attack, unto premature death or destruction, by the reason of this communion, the body and the blood of Jesus, that attack is swallowed up in the blood. In the name of Jesus, I decree that you shall live. I decree that you shall fulfill your days. I decree that it shall be everything God wants you to be. I decree that it's a new season for you, a new phase for you, a new favor for you. I call it done. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Everyone who is here with any sickness in the body, every prostatic disease, lump in the breast or in the womb or anywhere they may be, every inherited disease, kidney disease, liver disease, lung disease, spirit of madness, every demon of blindness and deafness, everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your body, by this communion they are flushed out now. I declare that SS will change to AA. I declare that hepatitis positive will become negative. I declare that heart diseases will be healed. Low sperm count will be healed. In the name of Jesus, I call it done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Say the Lord has been. So shall it be. Take your seat and let the communion be served.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Please let the communion distribution be very fast.
Wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power,
free from the body of sin.
That's why
of sin.
There's wonder working power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
You have your communion, lift it up. I prophesy today, all that has been declared upon the communion today is your portion. The Bible said the life of all flesh is in the blood. Leviticus 17:11. The life of Jesus is communicated to you now, and that life is indestructible life. I therefore declare that no devil shall destroy your life, and no witch shall destroy your life, and everything in your life and in your body and in your system that is not of God is destroyed now. Shout the loudest, amen. Go ahead and take the communion, take your seat, take it to the excitement, and we pray.
Power, power, wonder working power in the blood.
Shall it be in Jesus' name? Life, strength, and preservation is your portion. Hallelujah. Please drop your bottle 1 minute, 1 minute, and stand up. Hold the person near you. I woke up this morning with very heavy burden for this nation. Very heavy. And I can tell you, based on spiritual antenna, there is a very massive level of uncertainty. Some of you may see, may tell. Uncertainty in the air. Unpredictability. Unsureness. We should have been talking about election continuously every Sunday. Election is coming, this and that and that. But the uncertainty is massive. Oh Lord, intervene in our land. Does anybody understand what I'm talking about? You are tempted to ask, is election actually coming? Is anybody who has such a temptation to ask, is it actually coming? Are we actually heading for something? Uncertainty in every realm. Judicial situations, all manner. As I thought this morning, led me to Psalm 127 and said to me, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we are like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then
and say they are among the nations of the world. The Lord has done great things for them. Wall Street Journal of today, this same today, has something to say about our nation. Talking about massive import of strangers, terror strangers, in this season, into our climb. You can Google Wall Street Journal, today's date, this particular today. I said to God, how did we get here? What happened? And he said he's going to do it for us like a dream. It will happen very fast, happen very easy, too real to be true. That is how the deliverance of our land shall come. He said, just one move of God, just one move of God will flatten and wipe out thousands of years, hundreds of years of the working of the enemy, of the activity of the enemy. Then he asked me a question this morning that I could not answer this today. How many years did it take for the wall of Jericho to be constructed? I have never read it. I have never researched it. So I didn't know the answer. It was a wall that had chariot races. The wall is wide enough, was wide enough for 14 chariots to run race on top, side by side. So it should tell you how long such a wall should have been created. If the wall falls, the height is the same. So the angel had to press it to the earth. How long did it take for the wall to be constructed? I said, I don't know. Then he asked, how long did it take for it to be flattened? Look at somebody by yourself. Say, it doesn't take time. It will not take time. Now, this is prophetic for somebody here as well. I don't care for how long the devil has tried to mess up your life, or mess up your destiny, or mess up your family, or mess up your future, or mess up your business. It shall be like a dream. It shall be overnight. It shall be a sweep. Somebody shout the loudest amen. How long did Pharaoh keep the Israelites in Egypt? 430 years. How long did it take for them to come out? Overnight. Nigeria is coming out of this mess overnight. That amen is still paralyzed. You are coming out of that challenge overnight. You are coming out of that frustration overnight. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Surely there is an end. And our expectation shall not be cut short. One prayer. Father, turn our captivity in Nigeria like a dream. Like a dream. Say, Father, turn our captivity in Nigeria like a dream. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. In Nigeria overnight like a dream, like a dream, like a dream, like a dream, like a dream. Turn our captivity in Nigeria overnight like a dream, in the name of Jesus, like a dream. Turn our captivity. activity in Nigeria overnight, Lord, like a dream. In the name of Jesus, turn our captivity in Nigeria overnight, like a dream, like a dream, like a dream, like a dream, like a dream. Captivity, turn our captivity, turn our captivity in Nigeria overnight, like a dream, overnight, like a dream, overnight, like a dream, in the name of Jesus, turn our captivity in Nigeria overnight, like a dream, like a dream, in the name of Jesus.
So shall it be. He says, surely there is an end. Every mess we see in our nation, there is an end. Every frustration you see in your life, there is an end. Every challenge you are experiencing currently, there is an end. And I declare that end has come. Lift your hands again and say, Father, bring an end to the travails of our nation, of our lives, of your children. Bring an end. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Bring an end. Jesus, precious name, so shall it be. There is an end, and it will happen like a dream.
Yourself, when next you are here, you will come to testify that something in your life changed like a dream. Overnight, it just ended.
So shall it be. Pick your bottles of oil now. And everyone who is here today for the first time, please step forward.
The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Lift up the bottles of oil now. Anybody blessed, say amen. I speak into these bottles of oil. He suffered no man to do them wrong. Scripture says, he rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. I decree today that by the reason of this anointing, your life is untouchable. Every killer missile, killer arrow, killer weapon, killer personality looking for you shall catch fire in the name of Jesus. Everywhere this oil is applied, the power of God shall go into operation in the name of Jesus. You are preserved. You are preserved. You are preserved. You shall fulfill your day.
By the reason of this anointing, your steps shall be ordered. Divine guidance and direction.
Where you are needed, you shall be found. Where you are not needed, you shall be absent. Everywhere they set a trap for you, you will never be found there. In the name of Jesus, and every chain on your life, every yoke on your life, every yoke on your destiny, by the reason of this anointing, it is broken. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, amen.
Take a little of that oil and please close the bottle. We cannot afford oil poured on the floor at this place. So for the sake of sanctuary cleaning purposes, so tightly close the bottle of oil. There is enough anointing on ground here. We don't need your oil to pour on the ground. Tightly close the bottle of oil. Have you done so? Please tightly close it. Right.
You have done so. Lift up your right hand now. You're about to receive the fire of impartation.
And while you receive this fire, you can then continue to blast in tongues on your way home. The Lord bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The month of February shall not swallow you. You shall swallow the month up. And everything that February is owing you, it shall be delivered into your hands. In the name of Jesus. Lift the hand high up. Father, let the fire flow. Let the preservation happen. At the count of seven. Help that lady there. The name of Jesus. Ancestral curse, generational curse, curse of premature death, arrows of destruction and disaster, arrow in the chest, arrow in the body, they are returning back to sender now. At the count of five, you place your hand on your head and scream fire. In the name of Jesus, receive the fire. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5! Fire! 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 Receive the fire of preservation. In Jesus' name, you are preserved, you are blessed, you are preserved. Divine encounters overnight. You return back this weekend with your testimonies. The Lord bless you, keep you.
Come, help is coming. Receive the help of God. Let the case live, rite, kise, gina, la barana, galagayana. Help from above. Help from above.